Hello.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
I'm just
Morning, Caitlin.
realizing I forgot to put a reminder in
Hello.
the chat, but you guys remembered. Thank you.
You always wear this most lovely sweaters. It's a pattern on that. It's so pretty.
I agree.
It's a little cold both outside and I constantly have to heat so I keep the warm up but now it's nice and warm here, but in the morning it can be chilly.
I'm pulling up some of the topics that we penciled in for this week's meeting in the topic calendar, and I believe we're actually quite close to a full agenda. It feels like a long time ago that we had any of these discussions.
I just added into the chat a document the TC has written up where they will, they have their TC review process. And that has been a process they have where they are reviewing all new modules, but they will also now go back and review all older modules. But I think they have, so I think our policy and how to approach and be, that we will change the process so it is us reaching out to the development teams and not us sit and expect them to reach out to us. That will be. That is very much aligned with how the TC also is planning to do it. So I think we might want to, match the way they communicate to the development team if you like that document as well. But I think it looked good. They also realize that Ulamit said yesterday that it might take a decade before they were through all the modules and had reviewed everything, but they are having a process for this.
Thank you for raising that, Charlotte. And I have not looked at this yet. This is great. I'm also just penciling some things in on a blank notes page. Let me save this so that it'll come up a second, and then I'll share my screen.
If we have too much this week, I suspect Autumn would, and I would be okay with bumping the update of the and you of the community priorities dashboard working group to next week. I mean, I think we have stuff to share, but it's not like urgent. So we could totally wait till next week to even things out a bit.
So I think the presentation I can see now when I'm looking at the slide deck, Kirsten and Felix, Angie and I is to present. It will probably be realistic 20 minutes. So
Okay.
I think it might be welcomed if we are not making the agenda too heavy.
Okay,
It would also be
let's.
nice to have a little time for questions.
All right. I just dropped this here so that we could spread it out. Sorry, my computer is just a little slow this morning. All right. So, yeah, 20 minutes for that.
Maybe put Kirsten first, and then you can put she will do the intro. So, and then it's me, and then Angie and Felix will do the demo.
You know what, Charlotte, can I ask you to come in here and just
I
let's
can
all
do
the
it.
names in.
Yes,
Thank you.
I'm.
So that's our main course. We've got at some point we need to discuss the newsletter. It seems like that's probably lower priority for this meeting. We've also got this discussion of the PC endorsement process. It seems like maybe we could introduce that this week because we just kind of came up in passing at our last meeting. We could go over the new TC document and ask that everyone read that to tee it up for a discussion the following week. Does that sound about right to folks? So I will put that in, I think it's a new topic, but just like a 10 minute maybe.
Will it be causing any confusion that we are discussing the process for endorsement, but we have at the same meeting also a
An
new
endorsement.
yes. I have just been in previous times in discussions where things, simply got so tangled in and no one could decide anything because if the process was not decided, then you could not da 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 not mention any names about who could have lengthy talks about that. But I'm just thinking how can we plan these conversations, so we don't stumble on our feet.
I'd love to hear from others on this too, but I think that we actually have a process. We just haven't fully put it into we haven't had an opportunity. We haven't had a lot of endorsements to tackle recently. So my preference would be, and I know this is going to be confusing since we're kind of making the rules while we're doing the thing, but to proceed with the process that we have now and not hold anything up, but use this as an opportunity to kind of gather lessons learned. We can kind of test and see what's working and what's not working as we go. I noticed that Alvaro also submitted something on the PC Jira during the past 2 weeks. So we'll have a couple of opportunities coming up to kind of refine the process. It might be a great opportunity.
All right. So I filed a TC, no, a PC ticket to so I can add that into the description of our topic.
Okay, great. Okay, I was pulling up another tab here because I was thinking, we wrote down, review what we've done so far, and I thought we should look at all the good work that was done last year on this. And that would be under, was it the prioritization process? No. Ch-ch-ch-ch. How about are Jennifer or Alexis on the call right now?
Yeah, both here. Yep.
Where are the process documents? I'm just kind of casting about here. Is it evaluation process? Is this where we're?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just take a little spin through here and see what we do have. So this is all almost exactly a year old.
So just a little history. We had a we so I want to say Kristen Martin documented a process maybe 3 years ago, and then we reviewed it. Jennifer did a ton of work to review it, and there was a group that tried to refine it and clarify a lot of the documentation. Was it last year, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was last year. So we had looked at what TC was doing, as well as other groups. We found that the TC was a little bit too structured for us, especially in terms of the GitHub page that they have that linked to Jira. So we really stuck with Jira, and we went to the product owners group. We did a special focus group with some of the product owners. And it was understood that really, so we did it in phases. The first phase was to clean up this page and implement the Jira process. And the second was really communication. And I think that's where we kind of left off. And unfortunately, not much has been done with that. Basically, I mean, the product council that changed. There's, new people in, and we really didn't decide like who stays on the Jira, in terms of ownership of that page and all of that. Right now, I think I see a lot of it, but I think I've also copied maybe Alexis, Charlotte, and probably Kristen. So, every year, just like the special interest group documentation, we kind of have to take like a brief time out and decide, okay, who is on this? Who is kind of managing this? Do we need to create any pages or new documentation with that? So that's kind of where we left off. I was actually really surprised because both, well, Charlotte, not really. I mean, you found the our product council evaluation page. And who And
is
that
the
is
other
the steps to start if you take the document. So I'd say both Alvaro and I in the from the SIF, we are following the description about how to start an evaluation with the PC as it is right now. So steps to
Yeah.
start a review process starts out with submit a review ticket.
Yeah, and we really wanted steps. Our Jira ticket, when you create it, it actually is, creates a template which replicates those steps. And then, it gives an announcement saying, once you complete this, a member of the evaluation team will kind of come in and contact you and see if anything's missing and kind of work with the person to figure that out. Right now, that's me. So yeah. Thank you so much, Jennifer. We also haven't had that many come up in the past year. So I think part of the struggle is that all this work was done and then there was just a quiet period. So what do you think about this in terms of next steps? What if for this meeting we do a really quick, like a 5 minute view from 10,000 feet of what we have right now? What's the process that was put into place last year? And what changes were made for people that don't remember? Like, we switched from approval to endorsement. We track in the JIRA page. I mean, to me, those are the biggest kind of salient changes. We ask people to review these pages and the TC document, which is kind of a lot, but I think it's important and reasonable to read through all of them. Maybe 2 weeks later, we come back and have a conversation, not about re-legislating any of this, but what else do we need to do to fully implement this? I do have one suggestion that I want to kind of float with all of you, is that I've always seen a little bit of an intersection with the DIP process that Jeremy and the community development folks have outlined, and an opportunity to kind of build this in so that, to me, a DIP is a declaration of an intent to develop something, which is very similar to the ticket or PC page.
So
So
here
maybe we.
I have a question, Caitlin, because the DIP process is only planned to be for work the community development team is to pick up, right? And not general everything to be in the DIP process.
I mean, I suppose that's an open question, but there's nothing about the way that it's been presented so far that makes it exclusive to the community development team. In fact, in the CDDF, it specifically addresses the idea that work coming through the DIP process can be assigned to the community development team, which kind of implies that it also could not be, you know, like it could be picked up by other contractors and things like that.
So, Jeremy, you're on the you have penciled in a future meeting to talk about the DIP process, right? Like in the pretty soon. I'm now lost my
We're
place
about
again.
a month out, but
Okay.
we are. I mean, we'll definitely have updates, but we are hoping to have a minimally viable DIP prepared to bring forward in the first part of after the next calming week.
Okay.
So,
And I see Jennifer and Charlotte's hands up.
Oh, thank you so much. Sometimes when I share my screen, I like something has changed in Zoom and I can't see. So I'm so grateful to you for telling me when someone's hand's raised.
Can
Yes.
I answer first, Jennifer? So I know the development community pretty close, and I maybe suggest that we start with the DIP process only directed to the CDD. And then, if it is a success and it's shown as a strong tool, we can, broaden it up and say, okay, now it is all 20 development teams who need to follow this process. And we will then have a good case for it. But I am really worried if we come in and we say, okay, all EPAM teams, all Leipzig team, all index data team, you got to do this first. We can get a lot of pushback.
My
Because I
suggestion, Charlotte, is that this is a conversation we should have in the working group. I think there's a couple different angles to it that we need to figure out. One is that initially the DIP was proposed as being something that was not compulsory. It was an opt-in thing. But part of the issue with it being minimally viable is it backs off of the funding component, and the funding component was the incentive to participate with it. So if there is no incentive to participate it with it and it's not compulsory, it will result in exactly what you're describing, where only teams that are being told by people who are paying them, hey, you have to participate in this dip process, will be the ones that end up participating in it. I don't know. These are some of the questions I think we probably will be wrestling with in the next couple of weeks
Okay.
in the CDD working group. But it was never in any of the formulations that have been put forward so far, it was never proposed to be compulsory, but only necessary if you wanted to participate in the community development process, which not all of the work in the community development process was intended to be done by the community development team. Some of it will be, but the idea is that it's work that's funded by the community. Yeah.
Okay. It seems like that suggestion did not, but it's I don't mean to overcomplicate this or overburden something that we're having a hard time getting off the ground anyhow. So I think it's worth kind of keeping in the backs of people's heads, which is why I was wondering, Jeremy, if you were going to be talking about the dip process soon. But I think for now, I'd like to propose we just stick to this plan of this week taking 5 minutes to talk about what we have and ask people to review our process pages as well as the TC process. And then maybe on February 19th, it's funny, both of these days that we have people coming to talk about endorsements, we're talking about the process, but come back and determine what else needs to be done. To move forward. How does that sound?
Good. Jennifer does have her hand up, though.
Oh, so sorry, Jennifer.
I think that does sound good, but really, one of the major things that really came out of this process is that product council has to be has to take the lead and has to be proactive. This is not a reactive thing. So I think even before we kind of say, hey, we'd like your feedback, I think we really need to push on everyone who is a liaison, because that is not happening right now. I mean, the liaisons are supposed to be, well, we are supposed to be going out there getting the ideas, and I'm speaking for myself too. I haven't had time lately, but and we're supposed to be writing up, these evaluations along with either the product owner or a representative, let's say maybe a SIG convener, and that's not happening. So I think we really need to take a look at the responsibility, roles and responsibility of our liaisons, because that is a major part of this process of the evaluation.
That makes sense. And I think that's exactly the sort of thing we want to be talking about. It seems to me that's the missing piece in terms of implementation is how do we do that proactive outreach to ask people, what's coming and potentially say, hey, we're interested. We want to hear more about that import for linked data editor. Could you please come in? One thing that stands out to me that we will talk about, I mean, when we talk about this together is that SIG liaisons are a big part of it, but I think if we even had perfect communication and kind of pass through with our SIGs, there's still development going on. I've often been guilty of this where like a specific customer is working with a vendor on something that's not totally going through the SIGs. How would we surface that to make sure that we're aware of things that might be going on.
Alexis has her hand up, and then I do, and then Charlotte does.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I what you said about the vendor or customer thing is important too, and I have no clue how to handle that. But something that's come up recently in the community priorities dashboard, at least our, for me and Autumn and Lisa, is that. And I think this has always been true, and we haven't been, we haven't, we've done this on and off, but like The SIG convener, the SIG liaisons definitely need to do their thing, but we also, I think we also need roles within the PC, like defined roles within the PC, people who are responsible for things so that we remind each other because we're all busy, we all forget, so we need to be able to remind each other. So like somebody should be in charge of like doing all the stuff for the community, like coordinating the annual community priorities dashboard process. Somebody should be, putting stuff on the calendar about the SIG. Somebody should be putting stuff on the calendar and reminding everybody about the evaluation process. Like we should all be responsible for this stuff because it's too much to put just on the chairs. And we should have defined roles with it. I really think we should have defined roles within the PC so we could divide up this responsibility because otherwise it is going to keep falling through the cracks. So I just wanted to get that out there. I gotta go drop my kids off at school. But I think it's
Thank
really
you.
important. I think that's something, if we do nothing else, I think it would be really good to get, individual roles. And then somebody leaves the PC, we say, like, oh, Alexis is leaving. So now we gotta get somebody else to take on that role. And then we have a page and we say who's responsible for what, because otherwise I think this is just gonna keep happening.
That's a great point. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I don't know where to fit this into the discussion. I would not mind having a lot of discussion about our endorsement process. I do think that I get a little bit concerned with the idea of the PC. Like, I'm not characterizing this in a fair way, but I'm just going to be candid about like what in my mind is going on. Just this image of the PC kind of chasing after all these, development initiatives, all these de development projects, saying we want to endorse this, we want to endorse this, and nobody cares whether it's endorsed or not endorsed. I don't really, I guess, on some level, understand what the community incentive is to participate with this process. I do think that it's that downgrading from approval to endorsement might have a causal relationship with people not being proactive and coming to the PC and putting us in a position where we're having to go after other people to get involved. Like I said, at the front of this, I'm not convinced I'm characterizing this in a fair way, but I just have these misgivings that kind of bu bubble up in me.
I'm just gonna jump in there because this is, we had this discussion, and Jeremy, you've raised this point before. What does it matter if we endorse something or not? I will say that the product owners were very much not in agreement with an approval. I think that there was an element of fear, as well as, the PC slowing up the development process. And they were worried because, they already have that kind of fear with the TC, I think. And I think they didn't want that with the product council. So, that's why we went from approval to endorse. But of course, when you have contract, like the Library of Congress, even if we said no, it was still going forward. So, do we really have any teeth, or, if we say no, I mean, nothing really happens. So we did bring this up, and I know we're kind of out of time, but I don't know, maybe we need to revisit that. I mean, I don't know, we can't really stop contract work. And if
But
something,
we, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
but yeah, but the minute, I mean, the reason we did endorse was that we really wanted to look at it holistically rather than as a one-time like new app and then suggest the app to really take measures to make sure that it fit into Folio. And the reading room, there was two reading rooms that did that, and they came to us late, and we suggested some changes, and they said, well, we can't do that. And so the confusion that we saw is now inherent in those two new functionality. So I think maybe that's the way to look at endorsement at Charlotte.
So no. The reading room access, it was sticking with that name, and the reading room circulation functionality is called for use at location.
Yeah, they
So
did
there
change the
was
name.
a lot of work done listening to the PC. So you are remembering, you are misremembering the conversation. And at least I know I was in the development team, and we spent a lot of hours making sure everything worked out.
So we are at time, and I feel like there's still lots to talk about here, which is good. I'm gonna pop some thoughts into the chat after we're done, and maybe we can take this into the chat to keep the ideas flowing. We have a good agenda for Thursday, and I'll go ahead and send it out. So thank you, everyone, for your participation in this.
Thanks, folks.